Morning Watch, Living in the Reality of the Kingdom of God, Week 4, The Exercise of the Kingdom for the Building Up of the Church. Monday, Related Verses, Matthew 16, verses 18 and 21. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Verse 21. From that time Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised. John 12, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 10 through 11. Always bearing about in the body the putting to death of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who are alive are always being delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Galatians 5, verse 24. But they who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its lusts. Romans 6, verse 4. We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. Related reading. How can the church be built up in a practical way? The answer is found in Matthew 16, verse 21 through 26. Unless Christ had been crucified and resurrected, he could not build up the church. Verse 21 indicates that the way to build up the church is through death and resurrection. On the mount, the Lord Jesus was transfigured. This transfiguration, however, was temporary. Through death and resurrection, Christ was permanently transfigured and entered into a realm of transfiguration. The church exists in this realm of transfiguration. It cannot exist in the natural life or with fleshly people. The me in verse 24 means a great deal. This me is the pattern, the pathway. Furthermore, this me is the crucified and resurrected me. The church comes into existence through the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. Not only ourself, which is defiled, but even the Lord's pure sinless self had to be denied. If the Lord had not denied himself and gone to the cross, he could not have been resurrected, and there would have been no church. We must follow after him. This means that we must deny ourselves as he did and must allow ourselves to be crucified as he did. Without this, it is impossible for the church to be built up. Matthew 16, verse 22 says, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God be merciful to you, Lord. This shall by no means happen to you. With a good heart, Peter was telling the Lord that God should be merciful to him. This verse is difficult to translate. Some say it should be rendered, Lord, pity yourself. According to this rendering, Peter was telling the Lord to be merciful to himself. Another translation is, God be merciful to you, Lord. It is difficult to determine the subject, whether it is God or the Lord Jesus. At any rate, the emphasis is on the self. Whether the subject is God or the Lord Jesus, the self is emphasized. Verse 23 says, "But he turned and said to Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan.'" Then in verses 24 and 25, the Lord said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it. But whoever loses his soul life for my sake shall find it." According to these verses, the Lord is the pattern and the pathway. If anyone desires to come after him, that is, take him as the pattern and the pathway, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him. Verses 21 through 26 are necessary for the interpretation of verses 16 through 19. Verse 18 speaks of the gates, and verse 19 of the keys. In order to know what the gates and the keys are, we need to consider verses 21 through 26. Satan comes out through the gates. The first gate is the self. This means that we ourselves are one of the gates of Hades through which Satan comes out. Satan may come out through the gate of self even when we have a good heart. Whether our heart is good or evil, self is the first gate through which Satan comes out. In addition to the self, verses 21 through 26 also speak of the mind and the soul, both of which are also gates through which Satan comes out. Thus, the self, the soul, and the mind are the main gates through which Satan comes forth. Many times Satan has come out through your mind because your mind has been an open gate for him.